It is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Good Wednesday afternoon. Made it through the middle of the work week. Just 2 days left. I'm Joe Gracie alongside. Great to have you with us here as we run down everything happening in the world today. Gracie, this would not be a good day to be in New York City.
No.
I don't know if you've seen the images coming out of there, but wildfires coming down from California, the smoke anyway, and that is causing major issues in the Northeast. We'll have plenty of that to talk about today. All of the local, nationwide, worldwide headlines, and of course, a lot of fun stuff as well. Let's start, though, on the roads. We'll see if there's anything locally we need to be worried about. Gracie, how's it looking?
Only slowdowns right now is going to be on a 29 heading southbound. There's an accident at Kingsfield Road that is causing some delays right at the scene of the accident, so just keep that in mind. Other than that, we have typical afternoon traffic, and if you see someone else or have some details, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, it's a beautiful day here in Northwest Florida, 83 right now with some clouds, a high of 85 for this afternoon and a low of 73 tonight. We do have some chances of rain for tonight. Going to decrease throughout the evening from 50% down to 20% for tonight. But if you do, again, see something else on the roads, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
And our top three stories today, and we start with 18 states now issuing air quality alerts because of the wildfire smoke drifting in from Canada.
This morning in the car, I could feel a little difference, like, in my eyes. I kind of feel like allergy eyes. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of just want to rub your eyes a little bit. But otherwise, I feel okay.
So states in the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic, and even as far away south as Kentucky and Tennessee have reported dense smoke from the fires that are burning in Quebec. Canadian leaders say fire crews are scrambling to put out over 160 forest fires sparked by high temps and dry conditions.
Also, Virginia authorities are filing murder charges against the 19-year-old Amari Pollard, who, following yesterday's deadly shooting following their high school graduation, 18-year-old Sean Jackson and his 36-year-old stepfather were killed. Several others were injured in a panic that followed, including a 9-year-old who was hit by a car. Investigators say that Pollard and Jackson had an ongoing dispute.
And Mike Pence announced his bid for the 2024 presidential race today.
Our border's under siege. Inflation's at a near 40-year high. Gas prices are through the roof. Crime is skyrocketing in our major cities. Our national debt is piling up like a mountain range.
The former vice president spoke in Iowa, kicking off his campaign, saying the country is in trouble and different times call for different leadership. Here locally, an Escambia County deputy was injured in a crash at 9 Mile Road and Highway 29. This happened just after 10. The deputy was riding a motorcycle as part of an escort when it collided with an SUV in the intersection. FHP says the deputy suffered injuries to his leg. FHP crash report, though, does not indicate if any charges were filed. 4:15 right now, quick check of the roads and our local weather and more local headlines in state after that.
29 still showing slowdowns. That's in the southbound direction at Kingsfield Road. We had an accident. You're just going to be seeing slowdowns at the scene of the accident. If you see something else, give me a call to the traffic line. For weather, beautiful afternoon. It's 83 right now in Pensacola, 82 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Escambia School District putting out a little bit more information regarding plans for the new Warrington Preparatory Academy. According to the news release, students will be wearing uniforms, which are going to be provided to all families from Charter Schools USA. Also, all students zoned to Warrington Middle School will automatically be accepted at Warrington Preparatory Academy. The other big note from this is that Charter Schools USA will be holding a job fair. That's tomorrow from 11 to 7 at the Residence Inn by Marriott at 6000 Cobble Creek Road in Pensacola. You're asked if you are interested to bring a resume, any certifications that you have earned as well. In Milton, the city is searching for a new city manager. The city council will be asked next Tuesday to assist in reducing a list of city manager candidates from 43 down to about 10 to 12. Here's Mayor Heather Lindsay.
I understand that he's working hard to vet these applications so that we have a way to figure out the best choices on how to interview, because when you have a lot of applicants, We can't interview every single applicant.
Lindsay says that former Gulf Breeze City Manager Buzz Eddy has been helping the city out in their search. Also, a company in McDavid is looking for help from Escambia County Commissioners regarding a tax break in order to help with their expansion. According to the PNJ, West Fraser Lumber and Sawmill wants to invest about $62 million in construction and new equipment at their McDavid plant. They say it would create about 30 new jobs, an average salary of about $49,920. The commissioners will meet tomorrow, and they will vote on an ad valorem tax exemption for the company for up to 10 years. Looking at the state of Florida today, Florida's Emergency Management Division is defending the state's role in the migrant flights to California. This after Governor Newsom threatened to pursue kidnapping charges against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. However, the state's emergency management says the people who boarded the flights did so voluntarily. A video the state released shows the migrants being asked if they were treated unfairly, to which migrants replied that they were treated super well.
Florida National Guard members in law enforcement have made contact with more than 5,800 illegal immigrants since being deployed to the Texas-Mexico border. Governor Ron DeSantis says that Florida teams have assisted with more than 190 arrests, including felony charges for human smuggling and suspect with capital murder warrants.
An update to our story from Ocala yesterday. The neighbor who allegedly shot 35-year-old Ajike Owens through her front door is now facing multiple charges. Susan Lawrence, who is white, is charged with killing Owens, a black woman. The incident had sparked protests calling for her arrest, and the family is being represented by a civil rights attorney, Ben Crump. And I picked the wrong audio. How about this one?
No arrests for 24 hours. No arrests for 36 hours. No arrest for 48 hours. I mean, the hours must have felt like years.
And so that was attorney Ben Crump there. The incident had sparked protests there. Police say the shooting was the culmination of ongoing issues the two neighbors had with each other. They were investigating Stand Your Ground case, of course, Florida law on that, before deciding to file charges, but they did file charges today. And Lawrence is expected to make her initial appearance in court tomorrow. 420 right now. We'll take a break, come back. The text line, by the way, always open for your thoughts, opinions, and your traffic tips as well. We certainly appreciate those. The number 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled? Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
Free grill with every purchase at the factory showroom this Saturday only.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Behold, The Ansac Lawn. Beautiful, durable, built from the roots up to thrive and withstand the wear and tear of everyday life on the Gulf Coast. And like you, we know a healthy lawn is more than just another pretty space. It's the neighborhood soccer field. It's a summertime water park with free admission. It's a backyard campground where imaginations soar. At NSEC, we believe that a healthy lawn adds to the quality of life at home. That's why we engineer each lawn to succeed, with free soil samples that provide a detailed analysis of your lawn's soil, letting us know exactly what your lawn needs to thrive. Plus, with NSEC Lawn Service, you'll get unlimited service calls. After all, that's not just any old lawn, that's your lawn. And to make it grow at its best, you need a better lawn service. NSEC, guaranteed lawn care. Get growing with NSEC today. Visit NSEC.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Gracie and Joe, hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon. Always feel free to call or text 850-437-1620 with your thoughts, opinions, questions, and traffic tips. Just shy of, or right now, 425. We're going to get a quick look at traffic and weather. We still have slowdowns on 29. This is going to be in the southbound direction, causing delays due to an accident at East Kingsfield Road. So keep that in mind if you're coming at southbound down on 29. Other than that, we're looking good. We do have our typical afternoon traffic, but if you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. For weather, we're going to get an update from WEAR.
Tonight, the weather will be mostly clear with overnight lows, mainly in the low 70s, a touch cooler for some inland areas. We'll see some sunshine again on Thursday, but there's also that 40% chance a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that rain chance drops down to about 20%. Tropics are quiet, and we've got a low risk of rip currents. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 83 right now in Pensacola, 82 in Milton and Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And continuing on, looking at national and world headlines today, parents and LGBTQ advocates clashed at a California elementary school, and it led to three arrests. If you haven't seen video, this was not just a minor tussle between a couple of a few parents. This was an all-out brawl. There were protesters and on both sides, and quite a melee there. Cops were in the middle of it and not pretty. This happened outside the headquarters of the Glendale Unified School District. Inside, school district officials were meeting to discuss the inclusion of LGBTQ studies in their curriculum.
They got to change it to Glendale Not So Unified School District.
I like what you did there.
Maybe that's going to be
well
in the works.
Yep.
former Fox News host Tucker Carlson has debuted his first episode of his new show on Twitter. Carlson released a 10-minute video on Twitter yesterday offering commentary on the dam explosion that happened in Ukraine. And the video was viewed over 10 million times within the first 2 hours of its release.
Speaking of the dam, the UN says over 40,000 people are at risk of flooding after it collapsed in southern Ukraine. Neither side taking responsibility for it. Ukraine and Russia still blaming each other. Ukraine says Russia committed a war crime in blowing up the dam. Well, Russia, though, claims Ukraine did it to create a distraction.
And Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Saudi Arabia. Yesterday, he met with the Saudi crown prince to discuss joint efforts to combat terrorism and expand economic cooperation. The meeting comes just one day after Saudi Arabia said it'll cut oil production this summer, which is likely going to push the gas prices higher in the U.S.
A couple Alabama notes here. Lawmakers are calling on the DOT to widen I-65 from Tennessee down to the Gulf. They teamed up with Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth to pass a resolution calling on ADOT to study and prioritize the project. It calls for widening the interstate to 6 lanes.
Also in Alabama, a new temporary law exempts overtime pay in the first, from the state's 5% income tax. This cut got approved by lawmakers yesterday, and it takes effect in the 2024 tax year. It's going to expire in June of 2025 unless lawmakers agree to renew it.
And Mike Pence wasn't the only person joining the presidential race today. North Dakota's governor announced that he is joining the race as well.
We need a leader who's clearly focused on three things: economy, energy, and national security.
And that is why today I'm officially announcing I'm running for the President of the United States of America.
So that was Doug Burgum announcing his run at a rally in Fargo. He joined Chris Christie and, of course, former VP Mike Pence among the candidates who have joined this week. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here now, as I don't have the number off the top of my head, but I want to say we're around 10 or so GOP candidates. I don't know of any others that are imminent. So we'll see. Now, no offense to Doug Burgum. I've never met him. I'm sure he's a gentleman and a scholar. He has no shot at winning. He may not even make the first GOP debate in August. But, you know, this sorts of thing, I mean, it's, you know, maybe he's just trying to increase his profile politically, not for 2024, maybe for 2028. Maybe he's tired of being governor of North Dakota and wants a seat on the cabinet or some sort of position there. Gracie, you have the updated look there. Are you counting them?
It looks like we're at 12.
Okay.
So we're over 10, over double
digits.
Yeah,
I don't think the networks want to get into what happened back in 2016 where they had to separate candidates over two or three nights with the amount of candidates that we had. So we'll have to see on that. 4:30 Fox News Update is coming up. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Two former running mates are now opponents in the Republican primary. Mike Pence has made his presidential bid official and took some shots at Donald Trump. Former vice president and former president have been feuding since January 6, 2021.
I had hoped he would come around and see that he had been misled.
Pence speaking to supporters in Iowa today. Trump has also taken aim at his former VP, Fox's Mark Meredith.
Trump and Pence used to have a decent working relationship, but that all changed after the election. And Trump has repeatedly accused Pence of being disloyal for not rejecting the Electoral College vote.
Pence will have plenty of ground to make up. A recent Fox poll gives Trump a double-digit lead over the rest of the GOP field. Former vice president is in a distant third behind Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A surprise rate hike by the Bank of Canada kept U.S. stocks in check today. The Dow Jones Industrials managed a gain of 91 points, but the S&P 500 fell 16, and the NASDAQ Composite slid 171, or 1.3%. Generally positive quarterly earnings out of Campbell Soup this morning. The food company reported a per-share profit of 68 cents, topping expectations, on as-expected revenue of about $2.3 billion. But it issued full-year guidance that was below what Wall Street analysts had been projecting, and Campbell shares today tumbled nearly 9%. A rough day also for shareholders of United Natural Foods. The stock skidded 15% after the organic and natural foods distributor released quarterly earnings that missed expectations. The company also reduced its financial forecast for a second time in a few months, blaming higher operating costs and other factors. U.S. oil futures rose today. July crude up 1.1% to settle at $72.53 a barrel. That's your money now.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, Robert Downey Jr. here. Did you know that over $10.3 billion was lost to online crime last year alone? Online crime is a huge problem. It affects everyone, and that's why I've partnered with Aura. Aura gives you the tools you need to stay safe online. Fraud and identity theft protection, a password manager, parental controls, and more. Sign up for a free two-week trial today at aura.com/Robert.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. While the PGA Tour faces a backlash, it would be naive to think that the four major team sports will be immune to these same issues. Money always wins out. So how long before the NFL, Major League Baseball, or the NBA are facing the same tough questions from their players and the public? I'm Maggie.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
One in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey Pensacola, it's Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing. We've been Pensacola's plumber for over 50 years. From leaking faucets to replacing sewer lines, we get the job done. My dad, Louis Barbieri, started this company over 50 years ago with a vision of providing the best service with honesty and integrity for our community. He also started our flat rate pricing system, where you know exactly what the job will cost before the work is done, so there are no surprises. Last year, we were voted Best Plumbing Company in Pensacola's Best of the Bay. Voting has begun in this year's Best of the Bay, and we would appreciate your vote again. We know you don't always need a plumber, but when you do, call Barbieri Plumbing, 850-477-8782. That's 850-477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Remember, Barbieri Plumbing.
License number RF1106-7749.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. It's just a little bit late to traffic on the 5, so we're going to get a quick look at the roads before we get a sports update because we got a big star coming to America. Well, roads are looking great right now. We do still have slowdowns on 29. That's going to be southbound at Kingsfield Road, an accident causing delays. So just keep that in mind. But other than that, we are looking good. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to 850-262-6111. We do have some chances of some rain tonight. That's going to be around 30% with a low of 72. It's 83 right now in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And another back-to-back day, big sports stories. Lionel Messi coming to America. This surprised me. This shocked me. I thought among the three possibilities that he would do, number one was going back to play at Barcelona. That was number one. Number two, that he would take the $500 million annually or whatever from the Saudis. And then third was playing for Inter Miami. And there has been a recent trend, if you're not at all familiar with the game, that, you know, the big stars, and we've seen it in MLS. We saw it with David Beckham, who was really the first to really come over here. And, you know, MLS has for a long time been seen just as kind of like a retirement home where European big European stars just want to finish out the twilights of their career. They'll come over, collect a paycheck, get a nice exercise once a week, and then, you know, do all the marketing and everything like that. But recently, and kind of really started with Cristiano Ronaldo, is that these Middle Eastern clubs are paying just absurd amount of money for players that are well past beyond their prime, and it's just something that the MLS can't compete with. So we've seen a few instances now just in the last few weeks of players who are taking these big money deals to stay and play over in the Middle East rather than what they kind of used to do is come over to the MLS. Well, I mean, obviously Lionel Messi is the biggest star in the world and in the sport, and for him to not only not sign with Barcelona, which I think deep down he wanted to do, but to turn down the Saudi money and come over and play in MLS is a huge, huge get for MLS. And it's going to just infuse a lot of passion and excitement for the sport. You know, I realize Miami is what, a solid 9, 10, 11 hours away, but you know, by flight, it's a lot quicker than that. But you know, as he goes to cities around the country, Nashville's getting an MLS team. You know, it's not going to be too far away, but a lot of excitement for the sport. So I was excited to see that happen today. Also heard from Rory McIlroy, who was the PGA's most vocal supporter in the battle for the Saudi-backed LIV Tour and PGA going back and forth over the last year. And following yesterday's bombshell that the PGA and LIV are merging, he spoke to the media for the first time.
The PIF, we're going to keep spending money in golf. At least the PGA Tour now controls how that money is spent. You know, so I'd, you know, if you're thinking about some, you know, one of the biggest sovereign wealth funds in the world, would you rather have them as a partner or, or an enemy? At the end of the day, money talks, and you'd rather have them as a partner.
So that was Rory McIlroy. There was a players meeting with PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan as well, and there were reportedly calls for his resignation. Also, players wondering if they would be compensated for turning down lucrative offers from LIV. And so we'll just have to wait and see on that. Big story of the day is the smoke that's coming down from Canada and throwing a bit of a wrench into the sports world as the Yankees are hosting the White Sox. That game has been postponed until tomorrow. We'll see if they even play tomorrow's games, because I think I heard Mayor Eric Adams say that tomorrow was supposed to be worse. But for now, it's going to be rescheduled to play a doubleheader tomorrow. I believe Philadelphia, the Phillies, are also playing at home, and I know that there was conversation about them postponing as well. For games that should get off no problem, the Braves taking on the Mets at 6:20, the Rays and the Twins start at 5:40, and at 5:10, the Marlins taking on the Royals. Big game in the NBA, Game 3 of the NBA Finals, the Nuggets and the Heat. The Heat now have the home court advantage, and they will try to keep it. A couple other notes. Bills quarterback Josh Allen will be the Madden 24 cover athlete, first Bill in franchise history to grace the cover. And the Women's College World Series, Game 1, is tonight at 7. That one's on ESPN. Third-ranked Florida State taking on top-seeded Oklahoma. And the Sooners have a 51-game winning streak. But I'm pulling for the Noles, hometown team.
And it'll be so much better if we do beat them that we ended the streak.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they've won the last two championships. They probably would have won the last three if had COVID not knocked out the 2020 season. Mm. So, I mean, this is a dynasty right now. And, yeah, so to win the title, to break the winning streak, I'm here for it. Nice. Health, business, and science notes. The SEC wants to freeze the assets of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. Federal regulators are asking a court to issue a temporary restraining order to Binance. The SEC accuses them of ignoring U.S. laws and evading regulatory oversight.
Walmart and Reynolds Consumer Products, the parent company of the Hefty brand, are being sued by the state of Minnesota. The lawsuit claims that the company's recycling bags are not recyclable there. Authorities, Attorney General Keith Elson said that the bags are causing some sort of machinery in their state materials recovery facilities to malfunction and to catch on fire.
CNN CEO Chris Licht is stepping down. The news was announced to staffers during the network's morning editorial call today. This comes after the network hosted a town hall with former President Trump that drew backlash from critics.
And Lululemon CEO stands by the company's decision to fire employees who tried to stop a theft in a store that happened in Georgia. The cell phone videos show two men grabbing merchandise from the storefront and rushing out while employees yelled, get out. The CEO, Calvin McDonald, emphasized that the clothing retailers has a zero tolerance policy to not engage with thefts. He said that the employees knowingly broke the policy and that they when they followed the thieves out the store.
I think that was it. I have not seen the cell phone video. I want to take a look at it because, you know, on the surface, I read this and I'm like, come on. You know, I understand policy. I understand that you want to protect the employees. You don't want anything to escalate that. You see videos of, you know, in Apple stores when people go after, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, the employees are just kind of like, you know, stand back, you know, just let them do that. You know, they got the trackers and everything like that. So I need to see the video before I can say more. But, I mean, if they did, in fact, follow them out of the store.
Yeah. And it just thinks, but, like, maybe, like, why does they have to get... I haven't seen the video also. Yeah. But it's like, could you get, like probation or something? And you got to, like, watch a video on the rules of
Lululemon. Stay home for a week.
Yeah. I don't know.
But that's what they... That's why it's called zero tolerance, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
4:45, let's get a check of the roads and our first warning weather.
Well, this traffic and weather update's brought to you by Avalon HR. Roads are looking good right now. We still have slowdowns on 29, though. Southbound at Kingsfield, expect some slowdowns right at the scene of an accident that's causing delays. Maybe if you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
The weather is fairly typical for this time of the year. We've got a low risk of rip currents along Gulf Coast beaches, and the tropical Atlantic basin looks nice and quiet. Of course, things will be changing, and around here we do have a chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Thursday's rain chance runs at about 40%. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that rain chance drops down to 20%. High temperatures for the next several days will run mainly in the upper 80s with overnight lows in the low 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 83 right now in Pensacola and Milton and 82 in Gulf Breeze. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
I will say, just talking about Lululemon and the firing of the employees, usually when things like this happen and the video gets released on social media, there's usually people that will kind of speak up and stand up on social media and say, I would love having dedicated employees like this. And then, you know, they usually get offered jobs. So
yeah.
I hope that happens in this case.
Me too.
Pop culture notes. Pope Francis having surgery today. The Vatican says the Pope was under general anesthesia while undergoing abdominal hernia surgery. He is expected to be hospitalized for a few days while recovering.
In an interesting story from Tom Holland, played Spider-Man, he revealed that he's taking a year-long break from acting after his difficult experience filming an Apple TV Plus series, The Crowded Room. Despite enjoying his role on set, the actor admitted that the show did break him in the process.
Big one here for Pensacola, Matt Rife adding a second show here. Thanks to very strong demand for tickets, he'll perform at 5 p.m., and again at 8 p.m. on Sunday, October 8th at the Sanger Theater. You still have the general sale tickets scheduled to go on sale 10 o'clock on Friday morning. Two shows probably won't be enough for the demand, but, you know, good on Matt for, making a second show in an effort to make as many fans as possible happy.
Yes, exactly. And in, performers news, Morgan Wallen says that he's cleared to sing again after canceling shows for 6 weeks. The country singer announced that he was given the okay to talk and sing from his doctor after being on weeks of vocal rest. Although he didn't reveal exactly when he's going to be taking the stage again, if he'll be maybe coming back early or something, he is scheduled for a show on June 22nd at the end of this month in Chicago.
Pro wrestling icon The Iron Sheik died at the age of 81. His match with Hulk Hogan at Madison Square Garden back in 1984 led to the birth of the Hulkmania phenomenon.
And a Louisiana Labrador is licking her way to the world record. That's right. This puppy named Zoe has broken the Guinness World Record by having the longest tongue. She has a five-inch long tongue. This is longer than a soda can, and her owners didn't know that she had a large tongue until they took it to the vet, and it said it was world-breaking.
Wow.
Good for her.
I feel like I feel like I know people that, because I've been in their houses, and I love small dogs. Mm-hmm. My wife hates small dogs. If we get a dog, she says it's going to be a big dog and it's going to be an outdoor dog. But the dogs that I am familiar with, the friends that have dogs, all seem to have just the longest tongue ever. And because, you know, they'll lick my feet, and I have size 13 feet. And it seems to cover the entire foot. So I,
well, imagine Zoe's puppy kitten.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Good on Zoe, but I don't want anything to do with her. 4:50, we'll be back in just a moment. Come back with some more wacky, weird stuff, some good news, and a look at some TV and movie news as well. It's Pensacola right now on a Wednesday at News Radio 92.3.
Dave Ramsey here. For years, we've been steering people onto a better financial road. When it comes to your car, I want to steer you toward better auto service. And that's Bobby Likas Auto Service. Bobby Likas Auto Service is a staple in the community with a strong reputation earned by years of great service. From routine maintenance like an oil change to diagnosing a problem when your dash lights come on, you can trust Bobby Likas Auto Service to give the best car care at a fair price. And if you're driving a luxury vehicle you think needs to be serviced by the dealers across a state line, stop! There's no need to make a trip to Mobile to service your vehicle. Bobby Likas Auto Service is authorized to perform the required services that maintain your factory warranty. So save time and money. Take it to one of the most trusted auto repair shops around. Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway or online at carclinicservice.com, carclinicservice.com.
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you're ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call
Pensacola
me
right now here on News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday. Joe and Gracie with you, finishing up this hour number one with some wacky stuff, some fun stuff, and some movie and TV news. Just a quick reminder here of our top three stories before we hit Channel 3 at 5. Mike Pence announced his bid for the 2024 presidential race today. 18 states having air quality alerts because of wildfire smoke drifting in from Canada. If you haven't seen or heard about this yet, you can go to our News Radio Facebook page. A couple of hours ago, we posted a picture from a sky cam in New York City across the river, and the skyline is just barely visible. It's an orange, smoky haze that just completely covered the city as well. The Yankees postponing their game against the White Sox tonight. And so, yeah, 18 states issuing air quality alerts, mainly in the Northeast, upper Midwest, and even as far south, though, as Kentucky and Tennessee have reported dense smoke there. So quite a nasty situation. Quebec, 160 forest fires that they are working to put out. Looking at TV and movie news, I did not know. My wife is a huge fan of the original Perry Mason series, but I did not know that there was an HBO series. I do not have HBO, so, I mean, I wouldn't know that. But Perry Mason, apparently very popular and good success. That's getting canceled, though, after two seasons. HBO says it's opted not to renew the reboot for a third. The Classic Lawyer series reboot earned 4 Emmy nominations in its first season, and it's expected to earn more for season 2.
The Tribeca Film Festival is going to kick off in New York City tonight. More than a week-long film extravaganza is going to start with the screening of Ben Affleck's and Matt Damon's Kiss the Future documentary. And the week will wrap up with the 30th anniversary screening of A Bronx Tale, starring festival co-founder Robert De Niro.
And a new Star Wars series titled Ahsoka is set to debut this summer. The series stars Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka Tano, the former Padawan of Anakin Skywalker. It'll follow her as she investigates an emerging threat to the galaxy. Ahsoka starts streaming on Disney Plus on August 23rd.
And in some wacky news, thankfully no one was seriously injured after this happened, but a natural gas tank exploded and crashed into a Texas home. A man was trying to dispose and compress the natural gas tank yesterday when it launched into the air and landed on his neighbor's house. Hmm. The homeowner said that the tank left a crater in his house. Thank goodness his family was outside while it happened.
So we had a natural gas tank bombing into a house, and last month it was a meteorite.
Yeah.
Yikes. Coming. Wow. 4:55, get a quick check of the roads and weather, and then we'll finish the hour out.
Roads are looking great right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. 29 southbound at Kingsfield Road. Still expect some slowdowns. We had an accident there with a roadblock that is causing some slowdowns still. Again, that's in the southbound direction. If you see something else, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. It's a low of 72 for this evening and 30% chance of rain. 83 right now in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
A California woman is going viral after filming herself in the hospital, telling everybody why she was there.
Well, I've gone and done it. I have won the most idiot person award. My eye drops sit directly next to super glue, and they're the same size bottle. And I wasn't paying attention, and now my eyes glued shut. What an idiot.
Jennifer Eversole's husband had to call her an ambulance after her eyes started burning. Yeah, super glue will do that. She was treated with ice, an ointment, and special eye drops.
I will say I'm pretty good with pain tolerance, unless it's something with my eye.
Oh, yeah?
Like
you're
that.
Like Rachel and Friends, who you just, anything near your eye, you're just...
Not okay. I'm calling in sick. So.
Wow. Super glue in the same exact size bottle next to your eye drops. That's a
nightmare.
Yeah. By the way, Texter says Avatar The Way of Water out on Disney Plus today also. Oh, so there's nice. That nugget as well.
Awesome. Well, a new poll came out, kind of shocking. A new poll says that 23% of adults regularly sleep with stuffed animals. But just in case you think it's heavily skewed towards women, think again. 22% of men say that they've regularly slept with a stuffed animal as an adult, while 25% of women say the same. This could be a recent phenomenon, but 35% of people between the ages of 18 and 44 admit to it, while only 14% of Gen X and 6% of boomers will admit to it.
Gracie, you don't have to admit this audibly, but if you regularly sleep with stuffed animals, you can just blink four times. I won't divulge the results.
Was never a stuffed animal.
Okay.
Girl. I was a American Girl doll, Barbie girl. I will say, my mom never bought me stuffed animals. I don't know why.
Interesting. So.
Okay. You?
I was a big stuffed animal guy.
You're
yeah.
blinking a bunch right now.
Well, I have a nervous twitch.
Okay.
So, medical. Yeah, no, I was a big stuffed animal guy. And I still am to some degree. I'll be completely honest with you there. One of my Valentine's Day gifts to my now wife, but when we were dating, went to a Build-A-Bear. And I got a bear, and I got her an Ohio. I got the bear an Ohio State hoodie, and then jeans. So it was like a Joey Bear,
oh,
right?
My goodness.
It was a little bear replica of me. And then she did the same for me, where I have a replica of her. She's a big Auburn fan. So it was the Auburn T-shirt, jean skirts, and then boots. So I have my little replica Build-A-Bear. And then, of course, when we announced that we were having a baby, mm-hmm. we went and got a little baby bear, and we took pictures of my bear, Jacqueline Bear, and then baby bear.
Oh, Joe, you're killing me.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, but I do not regularly sleep with my Jacqueline Bear, though.
No, yeah. Of course.
So.
The whole fam stays.
Yeah, that's right. They stay together.
They stay together, yeah.
Hour number one in the books. We've got the Channel 3 news at 5 coming up. We'll see it in 12 minutes or so for the very latest on everything happening in your world today. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.